For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. The government of Guatemala will open a new consulate in Memphis in the next year or so. The reason? Thousands of Guatemalan immigrants have come to Memphis in recent years. The Commercial Appeal's Daniel Connolly has been following immigrant issues in the city. Welcome back, Daniel.
Thank you.
So why are there so many Guatemalans moving to Memphis that would necessitate a consulate here?
What's happening is that there's a very large movement of Guatemalans and others from Central America from their countries into the United States. And if you look at the statistics, Tennessee is one of the top 10 states in the country for settlement from Central America, Guatemala, and Honduras.
And why are they coming to Memphis in particular?
Well, typically when someone comes from another country to settle in Memphis, it's because they have a family member here.
A consulate could issue ID cards and passports for the Guatemalans who are living here. Does that make it legal for them to be here in the United States?
So having a Guatemalan passport does not give an individual legal status in the United States. But what it does do is, in the event that the country, the United States, needs to deport an individual, it makes it much easier to carry out that deportation if the person has a passport from Guatemala. And so the way that one of the very active immigration attorneys here, Catherine Masseri, explained it to me is that the immigration officials set up incentives so that people who are in immigration court proceedings will get a passport, and as a reward or nudge to get them to do it, in many cases, they'll loosen restrictions on people. So for example, if the immigration officials are asking someone in immigration court proceedings to wear an ankle monitor, if they get a passport, they may take the ankle monitor off. If they're having that person come to do check-ins once a month, they may reduce that to once every 6 months if they get a passport.
You've pointed out in your story that there's actually a very low chance of anybody winning in immigration court. Does that make people want to go through the process or play by the rules?
You know, the whole situation is problematic for a lot of reasons. The Central American folks from Guatemala and Honduras and El Salvador, in many cases, are deliberately turning themselves into immigration authorities at the border. They're processed at the border, and in many cases, they're let go and sent into the United States to wait for an immigration court to adjudicate their claim. And in many cases, they're making an asylum claim. Those cases are hard to win. And in the meantime, many of them are under some degree of monitoring. It's a fairly chaotic and stressful situation for everyone involved, I would say.
Thursday is the mayoral election here in Memphis. Are there any policy issues that the next mayor is going to have to think about or face in terms of immigration?
Well, I think the biggest issue facing any local politician these days is the extent to which they want to cooperate with U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Memphis is also part of a Trump administration program called the Public Safety Partnership, which involves coordination between local authorities and federal authorities, and U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement is part of that.
Daniel Connolly is an investigative reporter for the Commercial Appeal who covers immigration issues. Thanks again.
Thank you.
This is WKNO News.